Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. To say the Knicks won Game 6 of their series against the Hawks to advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals is like the understatement of the year. They trounced Atlanta.
A record-breaking night for the Knicks. Their 51-point win, the biggest playoff victory in team history. And they did it all on the road. Well, meantime, big-time party outside the Garden.
Let's go, Knicks! Let's go, Knicks!
Let's go, Knicks! Let's go, Knicks!
Mike was in the middle of that watch party, pretty fired up.
This is the year of the Knicks. They knew we were going to win this round. They're due for the championship. Brunch is the king.
Well, what's up next for the Knicks? It'll be either the Celtics or the Sixers in the next round.
We want Boston!
Yeah, you want Boston? Do you guys want Boston?
Boston!
We want Boston!
Yeah, I think we really do want Boston. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here outside the Garden.
As police recover a body, we are now seeing dramatic video from that house explosion in South Ozone Park. This is from NYPD body cam footage.
Yo! You all right?
Oh, my God!
The guy just lit the house on fire. We had an explosion.
It was around 2:45 Thursday morning when cops got the call of a drunk man threatening a woman with a knife. He's come to be ID'd as her estranged husband, with police smelling gas when they arrived and the house exploding as they were trying to get into a basement apartment. A body was later recovered, believed to be that of 50-year-old Anroop Parasram, who officials say may have intentionally set himself on fire. This survivor says if not for the police, she would be dead.
If I didn't scream, I have a baby, and they didn't act that fast enough, I wouldn't be here right now.
Seven officers were injured, including one who needed stitches for a cut to the head. Everyone in the home got out. More than a dozen people are now displaced. A 16-year-old's been arrested in the shooting on a subway train in Queens that left a 15-year-old paralyzed and on life support. That was earlier this week on an A train in Ozone Park. But police say this is not the actual shooter. That person is yet to be caught. They say this kid is an accomplice who had shot the same victim back in February. He's looking at attempted murder, assault, and weapons possession charges. Mayor Mamdani was among those at the funeral for 28-year-old Abdul Saleh, the East Village bodega worker who was gunned down on Saturday. State Assemblymember Keith Powers speaking at a vigil.
Abdul should be with us tonight. His gate should be up, and this business should be open, doing what he did every single day. Serving our community and being part of our community.
Kim was a customer and a friend.
I know it's hard. Not everybody's here for the bodega. This man been with us for years. All right? And I'm happy y'all here for him because that's Allah that made this happen for him.
The accused shooter, 28-year-old Kavon Horton, is in critical but stable condition after he was struck by a bullet that ricocheted from his own gun. Cops take down a massive car theft ring in the Bronx. 16 suspected gang members now facing charges.
Police began looking into this when hundreds of complaints came in per month about stolen car parts in the summer of 2024. They dug in, and 2 years later, a 971-count indictment.
It was like you're looking at the F1 movie.
Bronx DA Darcell Clark says 3-person crews worked in the middle of the night, stealing cars, tires, rims, and catalytic converters.
People rushed out of the door to drive to school or to work or both, only to find the frame of their car resting on milk crates.
$1.2 million in stolen property. Authorities say it was the work of Trinitarios gang members. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So suddenly, nearly 7 years after his death in July 2019, word of a suicide note from Jeffrey Epstein. It was reportedly found by his former cellmate, convicted murderer Nicholas Tartaglione, who the New York Times says it was written on legal pad paper and tucked inside a book.
Sources told ABC News federal prosecutors in New York who charged Epstein with sex trafficking minors did not know about the note, but it appears to be referenced in a 2-page timeline contained in the Epstein files. The timeline says sometime between July 23rd and July 27th, NT found the note and claims his lawyer authenticated it in January 2020. It does not say how. Today, that lawyer declined to comment to ABC News because the record is sealed.
That's Aaron Katursky. The New York Times has requested it be unsealed, and U.S. District Judge Kenneth Karras has ordered the parties to the case to respond to that by next Monday. Some kids from the South Bronx headed to the big time in Baltimore.
From playing chess in a classroom in the Bronx to going all the way to the National Chess Championships, the students at Roslyn Yellow Charter School are now making power moves. Brielle Smith, who's 10, thinks she has what it takes.
I feel like I'm two steps ahead. I practice most of the day.
And she's not alone. She'll be playing alongside 32 team members and versing students from all over the country. Her coach, Irina Crush, who's also an 8-times women's chess champion, tells us it's critical thinking that makes all the difference.
This is still one milestone in the whole journey. Mastering chess is a thing that takes many years.
They're hoping their next move lands them a trophy. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Today is May 1st, or May Day, which is a day dedicated to labor rights, immigrants, and other social causes. TWU Local 100 will mark the day with a rally over their ongoing LIRR contract dispute. Union head John Chiarello.
Now what better way for our union to celebrate but to be at 2 Broadway, where the MTA has their headquarters, to let them know, you know, that we need a contract, a fair and equitable contract. So we want to get the attention. We have a whole bunch of affiliated unions with us.
The New York Immigration Coalition will be among several groups rallying in Washington Square Park. President Murat Awade.
For too long, corporations and politicians have tried to divide us, but we know the truth. When one group of workers is exploited, all workers are at risk. And that's why we're joining together to fight as one.
Their rally is coming up at 4 p.m. Remember Toucan Sam from the Fruit Loops commercial?
So I must follow my nose. Flavors of fruit, wherever they grow. Oh my, I can't believe my eyes.
Well, for months now, the Bronx Zoo has been rehabbing a bunch of real-life toucans who survived horrible abuse. The zoo's Chuck Cerbini.
Border Patrol found the toucans. They were hidden in the dashboard of a car that was attempting to get past Border Patrol.
This was at the Otay Mesa Port of Entry in California.
They were tied up to restrict their movement. And they were sedated with drugs so they wouldn't make noise and they would, you know, travel more quietly.
And they were in bad shape.
So what happened was we actually noticed on arrival, many of these young toucans, their bills had a very wrinkled appearance, which is a definite outward sign of malnutrition in these animals. A lot of their bills also had damage, which was just a result of mishandling.
It took several months of specialized care to get them all better. 10 have gone to other zoos, while 4 will stay in the Bronx. In fact, you can see 2 of them at the World of Birds exhibit, while the other 2 are behind the scenes as a possible breeding pair.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.